Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Brody, the ghosts come to you and announce that a group known as the Reconciled wants to collect items that are personal to them so that they can use them as like a grounding agent to control them. The goal is to get the items before the other people get the items. I thought, what if it was a museum?
Ooh,
so twist. I was thinking like museum heist type thing. You know, the museum is like a remnant of before the... So history, I guess, of Duskwall real quick, very brief. A great like calamity happened and the sun went out, and now they have the ghost barriers that surround the whole city because essentially all the souls are free to now roam the earth again because they're not bound to wherever they were bound prior to that. So this museum is essentially a mock-up home with items from that time period before that happened. So it's kind of like here's the history of the world before, you know, and here's like what a normal group of people lived like. And that normal group of people is Winky, Blinky, and Buck. So, yeah, it's a museum. And I just thought that would be interesting.
Museums definitely present some different challenges.
Yeah, yeah.
Are there guards at the museum?
Of course there are guards at the museum.
Do we know how many?
No, but this is going to be the first time we do this because I have read more of the rules, venturing to be more knowledgeable on the topic of what the rules of the game are. So there is a thing called gather information. It is a role that that you do in what is known as free play. Part of the game. So you can ask a question and you make an action roll using whatever action you prefer to use. So you start with standard effect, and so someone can assist you to make that great effect, right? So if there's two of you, right, then you can increase the effect to great. But you do take the stress as normal for helping someone. And whatever question you ask me, I have to answer it with the level of detail depending on your effect level. And it can be any of your actions. You can, the examples they give, or you might attune to the ghost field and see what the ghosts have been doing, or command a local barkeep to tell you what he knows, not related to a particular museum thing, but examples of things that you can do to gather this information.
Can I, like, go to the museum, like, on a regular day, just, like, as a museum guest and kind of scope it out?
So I
have money?
The museum isn't, like, a coin expensive. Like, so you wouldn't have to spend coin. You just innately have the money to do that. So if you're, if you're going to look at the museum and kind of just break down what's going on during the regular day, I would say that feels like a survey role, but you can you can tell me whatever you want it to be as long as we have a reasonable explanation as to how.
Trying to pull up. Yep. Yeah, I think I would count as survey. I'm just walking through, making note. You know, it'd be really cool if I were to spot one of the items right away, but I wouldn't take it. I'm just kind of like seeing like, okay, there's this many entrances, there's this many guards at this time, this seems to be their schedule. I could spend like an hour or two in the museum. How do I roll?
There's you, and then you click the thing underneath the picture of you.
Oh. Okay.
And then pick the action thing you want to do. And then the position for this is going to be controlled, because you're not doing anything overtly. excessive. And then,
does anyone want to join me in this little outing?
Yeah, I actually want to go as well. I kind of want to get an eye on what the ghosties in this area are doing. If any ghosties are in this area.
Okay. I suppose that would be a second role. Do you want to assist?
Can we help each other?
Yeah, since I'm here, I would love to assist. Okay. Cricket.
And for the gather information thing, you can switch the effect to grit because you're having assistance. So, yeah. And then I think you just hit the roll button. Is a mixed success a 4? Okay.
Wait, it looks like I only rolled...
Yeah. Like, the only dice that was rolled was my assistance die.
What is your rating in survey?
It's 0. Do I get no dice?
That is correct.
So, when you have... I don't have a thing in something, I just can't do it?
No. So, if you don't have a point, you roll 2 and you take the lowest one. And then... Because you were helped, you had 1 die, so you rolled the 1 die and keep that.
So it's like Brody canceled out my disability.
Yeah, because you would have rolled 2 and then got the lower one, which might have been bad, or it could have been good, who knows?
Well.
But a mixed success is great. With great effect and a mixed success, you are able to... work your way around this place. And essentially what I'm going to do is open the floor to you asking questions about, like, what do you want to know? What information are you looking for? And
I think first and foremost, I'm looking for entrances. How many ways in and out of this place?
Okay. There are 3 ways in. There is, like, a skylight thing. There's the front door. And then there is a service entrance for people that work there.
Okay. The windows don't seem to open, or are there no windows?
There are not any windows. All of the light for this place comes in through that sort of skylight.
Interesting. Okay. As I'm walking around, do I see any of the items that we're looking for, or something that might, be close enough that catches my eye?
So you can't pinpoint particularly the item itself in any of the instances, but you know where each person's section.
Okay.
I only say this because of the mixed success, so to minimize the information a little bit, but you know where everyone, where Winky, Blinky, and Buck's stuff are.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Do the guards look like they are, like, really paying attention? They're just kind of there to punch in and out. Are they armed?
So the guards are normal guards, as per the norm.
What's a normal guard? Are they, like, a palace guard or, like, a bouncer at a bar?
No, they have, like, radios, regular guard stuff. None of them are armed, no.
Okay.
And, yeah, they wear a guard uniform, so you can identify them very easily. But for the most part, they look like they just walk around talking to people and, hanging out, sort of. Not really, like, actively worried that people are attempting to steal these things, because who really is attempting to steal some old stuff from someone's house?
Cool. Do I learn any neat tidbits of history while I'm in this museum? Because, I am looking at the stuff. Gotta make it believable that I'm not just casing it.
The coolest thing that you learn is that Buck is one of the first people to do the science to figure out using Leviathan blood to power machines. That the house that you are currently in can run on Leviathan blood, but doesn't. It runs off the power grid, which does run off Leviathan blood, but, like, the house is self-sufficient. You could just plug Leviathan blood into the house and it for itself.
That's neat.
And, and it says in very, like, small print somewhere in there that Buck was concerned because Blinky was afraid of the dark.
Aww.
And so he found a way to make light.
I whisper to Brody, do you know Buck was this smart?
No, but it's always good to know that my ghosty homies are big brained.
Big brain. Yeah, just kind of like nod. And I'm going to walk out and then I'm going to let Brody know, like, hey, follow me in 15 minutes. So we're not like leaving together. And I walk out and head back to our base and wait for Brody to catch up.
I want to see if there are any ghosties in the museum that might be able to help us out when we get back. Like, when we get back to that area.
Okay. And you want to roll that, and then does anyone else?
I have two to attune. What is the position in effect?
I'm going to say, again, you're controlled. You're in a scenario that's not, like, dangerous.
I would be negative help if I tried.
The effect is... It's probably standard. We'll have like a one-up. Yeah.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Okay. I have two dice. I'm going to roll this real quick. Ooh. Oh, yes!
Perfect.
Well,
yeah, that's a solid success.
Yes, it is!
You reach out into the, what is it, ghost field, like grasp out to the spirits, and one comes to you, is interested that summoned the ghost in the middle of the museum, and looks around, and for a moment thinks that everyone can see them, but only you are seeing this, and sort of like a orangey like tint sort of filters around the room, and it's sort of orange and shadowy, and just like everyone stops, pauses for a second, and you're there with the ghost, and the ghost offers its service to you. You have, I guess, questions for the ghost that you want to ask?
Yes. Firstly, do we have cell phones?
You know what? Yeah, sure.
Okay, so I'm going to put a cell phone up to my head so that it doesn't look like I'm talking to nobody. And then I'm going to ask this ghost if they know where those three items are, the items for Winky, Blinky, and Buck. Like, if they know of, like, their exact locations.
The ghost sort of, like, gestures to, like, the people around you. And then does, like, the goofy, like, pop up behind them and, like, wave in front of their eyes and shakes its head and then sort of beckons you to follow.
Yeah. I got 15 minutes. I can follow.
Yeah. So he takes you through like the crowds of people. And as you're passing them, you notice, I guess, what the ghost is gesturing is that the people are frozen. Like time has stopped.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. So you're going through. The ghost points at the clock. It looks more like a stopwatch than a clock, but like a fancy stopwatch. He points at it, and then these like tendrils of like green light come off of the watch. Again, the ghost gestures to these like tendrils leeching off of the item. Then he looks back to you and says "shh" and disappears.
So we have the exact location of one of the items. Are when the ghost disappears, do the people start moving again?
For a brief second, no. And in that brief second, the light shifts from orange to red to orange to red again, and then everything goes back to normal.
I see. Okay. So I'm surrounded by people now at this stopwatch. Do I see... When I'm looking at the case that this stopwatch is in, do I see any obvious way to open it?
It's a, like, glass case, and there's a lock mechanism on the front of it, and it opens like a upward. Lock.
Okay. Good to know. Has it been 15 minutes?
I would say that we've probably spent that much time.
Okay. I will head out after Cricket then. We got some good info. All
right.
And I have a new ghost buddy. Does my ghost buddy have a name? Like, do I know their name?
No. If it wasn't at all apparent, the ghost is mute. It can't talk.
Oh. Okay.
Is why I was gesturing and pointing.
I'll call him Pizza. Pizza is a good name.
All right.
The ghost.
Pizza the ghost.
You have the information. Now we are going to do the setup role here, engagement role.
Okay.
So how do we want to approach this particular thing? The options are assault, deception, stealth, occult, social, and transport.
So my thoughts are either we can try and sneak in. Big fan of sneaking as the sneak in the group.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, we could play the diversion of like, oh no, I think I left my purse in here. Can I come back and look for it?
I don't see why we couldn't do like, I don't see why we couldn't do both. Like if, because here's my thinking. If we get to this museum, Cricket can sneak because Cricket is the sneakiest boy. And I have, who do I have? What was that skill called? Sway. I have 2 points in sway. So we might be able to like use that to get a guard on our side or like beguile them or something like that to get them to help us out. Okay. Or at the very least, like get the guards away from what we're trying to do.
Real quick, while I was scoping out the place, did I get any names of the guard? Did I catch any name tags?
None of them. They have like a badge that says the company that they work for. But
they could have said like, you know, so and so let me in or
no name. Yeah.
Well, never mind. There goes that plan.
You could
If we have the name of the company, we could do some stuff with the name of the company.
Alright, what's the name of the company?
What's a good name for security guard company that isn't Top Flight Security? I think something with the word guard is very on the nose. Kind of like that. What's just singing over there? What's going on? What about like something knights?
What about the night guard?
Yeah.
K-N-I-G-H-T guard.
Yeah, that works. All right.
Okay. So here's what I'm thinking. What if I pretended to be like upper management at the night guard company?
All right. Do yourself up with your little disguise kit.
Right. With the disguise kit, use a little bit of sway. Get the guys to come and like surround me so I can give them a CEO pep talk pizza party sort of situation.
Okay.
And then the museum is free and clear for like 15 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. And then I'll sneaky sneak.
This sounds so like
before
deception.
Yeah, full on.
Before we like go, can I have like reconvened with Brody back home and like the rest of the team and just say, you know, like what kind of intel we got when we get in, this is where we're all going.
Mm-hmm.
So like we have a game plan. We're not just kind of like dicking around when we get in there.
Yeah. Plus you guys don't know that I know the exact location of the clock and how to open it and that we have a ghost on the inside.
Okay.
Y'all don't know that yet, so.
Yeah, so once you come home, let's talk about all that, then get ready to go back out at, like, there's gotta be less guards at night. I assume this is a night mission.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
So, it sounds like deception to me, but also stealth.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But I think the
plan, it's a twofold attack.
Yeah,
then Brody, roll for deception, and I'll roll for stealth.
No. Your engagement roll is one for all of you. And I think because the plan hinges on this deception, that's what we'll call it, right? Because if Brody fails to deceive them, then your time frame doesn't exist.
Right.
Whereas if Brody is really good at deceiving them, then you can, you know, do a lackluster job itself and still maybe make it out of there.
Oh, nervous.
It's this guy. You have one for luck if you do advantage.
Yes.
Come on. Three dice, but a five gives you a risky starting position.
Ooh, woof.
What I'm going to say is the initial getting everyone back to the meeting works, but they are skeptical because they've never seen you before.
That makes sense.
They're like, who the hell is this person? We've never seen them. And, you know, there's the people in the back, these stupid corporate people who just come here all the time. Nonsense. So it's a positive. The scenario worked, is working, but those people are skeptical of who you are.
That makes sense.
And I think we'll kick everything off with, I guess, first question. What is Zero doing?
I've been vibing back at the house playing with cards.
Okay.
You're not coming with us on the mission?
Right. Yes,
yeah, of course you are. In here, Zero.
So are you, you're going, I imagine, with Cricket? Okay. What entrance are we using to get into the building?
Probably the front door if we're just going as, like, official people.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Well, service entrance.
I think this sounds weird, right? But I think it might be a good idea if I went in the front and you guys went in through the side. So that way, if I get found out, you guys don't get caught up. Yeah. And that vice versa. So that way, like, we move in a two parts.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
And can I bring, like, pizza or something with me? So that way I can bribe them with food, basically.
Have a little bit of sway, yeah.
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 Cool.
Okay.
I bring like five pizzas.
Okay. So I imagine you're going to try to get them into like a secluded space that doesn't have visual.
Yeah, I'm looking to get them into like the back office, like not the curator's office, but like the break room.
Okay.
Like I'm trying to get them all into the break room.
Okay. Yeah, I think that works. Yeah, you get them all in there, set out the pizza on the table. There's probably, like, you have everyone set up chairs so you can talk to them. I'll sit down. And then we'll start with Cricket and Zero at the side entrance. How do we plan to get in through that door? It is not open. You can't just open the door. It's like an employee entrance type thing.
Skills pick this lock.
I don't think anybody has anything in Tinker.
You could finesse the lock open.
Can I try and finesse it open?
Yeah.
You know, one of the three things I always carry with me is my lock picking kit. Right, DM?
Yes, fine lock picks.
Just various bits and bobs of metal I've acquired that help me get the job done.
Yeah.
Okay. Position probably risky.
Yeah. The effect is standard. I am going to adjust it to give you another dice because of the fine lockpicks. Because
ready, set.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh no.
This is where an interesting bit of information occurs. It's a key fob lock. There's a pad where you tap your key fob and your fine lockpicks do not work. this store. normally there would be some sort of consequence. So I am going to pick a clock. You are caught, clock, as one piece now.
Oh, wow.
I think in attempting to, unlock the door via this way, you maybe created some sort of indicator or marking that you've tampered with this door. So. What do we do now?
There's an indication, but there are no, guards around that saw me.
Yeah, no one is alerted yet, but,
Then I just want to, can I hide around the corner and hope no one else, or hope, someone's coming and I can maybe sneak in after them? We have cell phones. Can our cell phones text?
Yes.
Can I just text Brody real quick before they go in? I'm just like, hey, it's not the kind of lock you can pick. Looking for another way in.
Okay. Crap. So...
Oh, this is a wonderful time to mention. Flashbacks are...
Oh, yeah! Flashbacks are a thing.
So you could spend a flashback. I don't remember. It's an amount of stress. Flashbacks. So it's 0 to 2 stress, depending on the complexity of what you do. And then you make essentially a roll using an action rating. Say, for instance, you're swaying, a guard not to work today, something like that. You would roll sway. If you succeed, that occurs, and you take the stress. But if you fail, nothing happens.
Mm. So, the door that they're trying to get into, where is it in relation to the break room?
Map in my head. Walking. There's a So there's a narrow hallway with lockers, and then around the corner down, the rest of that hallway is where that door is. So if they came in through that door, they would enter directly in the break room. Useful information.
Yes. Poop. So I have everybody in the break room, right?
Yes.
And the side door to get into the employee entrance is in the break room. Okay, so this is what I would like to do. Let me know what if I can do this, right? So I would like to move the pizza party situation to the very, very front of the museum. And I would like to use a flashback to have propped that door open, with a rock or something.
Okay.
I don't know how I would do that though. So let me know.
So you go in there, you tell everyone that there's pizza. In my head, I guess now that we're having this, now that we're rewinding time, right? We're going backwards. You probably went to the break room. Everyone was in the break room. They set up chairs and they set up for, pizza. And then you said, I think we should move this to the front of the museum so that we have that we're out in the open so that if someone were to break in, they would see us, not necessarily we'd see them, but that they'd see us. Right. And so I think using that kind of logic could work. And then in the process of them shuffling and moving things, you just go back there, you're checking the door and that's when you prop it open.
Yeah.
I am going to give you a stress because this is a,
yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah. You've propped the door open there, and now they're moving all the stuff. Or actually, you could probably even not flashback. You could save the stress and roll a, command roll to just tell everyone to go out to the front. And then open the door, and they can, grab the door, right, and hold it open, because... no one else is going to go down the hallway. You're checking the door and you're on the wall.
So here's my question. I have nothing to command, but I do have sway. Would it be a tactic to take if I were to try and
Yeah, you could sway them.
Like,
it definitely is a logical argument to say that hiding all the way in the back room in an empty museum is probably not the best idea. We're keeping it safe.
Right, like, we can't do our jobs if, you know, we can't see anything, and there are no windows or doors or anything back here, so it's probably best for us to move up front.
This is still a risky position, but I think because of the... it's risky standard. I think you get them to do what you want to do if you succeed.
Okay. What is the push yourself again? That gives me a stress, but it gives me an extra dice, right?
Yes.
Cool. I'm going to do that. I incur 2 stress. That's fine. Ooh, please, please, please. Okay.
So a mixed success is you get them to move all the things. You open the door. They can get in through the door because now the door is open. And then as you come back down the hallway, everyone's moving everything out of there. The key lock thing, right? It turns red. I guess once the door closes behind Cricket and Zero, it can't be opened again without the key card.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. That's not as bad as I thought it would be. All right, cool. Oh, there's how many guards are there?
Today, on a regular, very regular day, there's 4 of them.
4?
Yeah.
Okay.
There are 2 that work in a camera room, and then there are 2 that are on the floor walking around.
Oh, I see. Okay. So a couple large pizzas, a couple sodas, and some music, and getting to know them, I think, would be in order to provide a distraction so that Cricket and Zero can go and pilfer our items.
Yeah. They're not very interesting people. They they work this night shift. They really don't do anything else. The 2 camera room people talk about how they really enjoy memes and stuff, and that they joke about different memes on their breaks, on their breaks and stuff, but that's really the most interesting thing about them. Yeah.
I mean, sure, I can get into the meme.
So, Cricket and Zero, you're in the door. What is plan? Plan is what?
Which of the objects would you say is the farthest away from where we are right now?
The clock, the one that you know where it is.
Okay, I would like to sneak after the clock and try and go towards the clock. My thought process is we get the farther away ones and then we kind of work our way back down. Maybe Zero, can you try and locate the other 2 things if I know where the clock is?
What would a good action? Hunt. 2 points. That's kind
of hunt is good.
Yeah.
Carefully. I'm not here. Oops.
Carefully looking for a target. So, do you want to try to hunt down the other items while Cricket goes and gets the clock? So I'll roll the hunt 0 because City's computer broke. So it's my computer. It is a risky position standard effect. Does anyone want to assist?
I'll assist. I pressed a button. Okay, that's fine. Figured it out. I would like to. I really wanted to have the best effect.
I'm just going to have to do a turn, fortunately, with 3 dice. Mixed success. Okay. What? 3 4s?
That's crazy.
you succeed at finding one of the... That's what I'll... the mixed success will dampen down the effect. You're down to, one. Figured out where one of them is. This is the chessboard. The other one you have to find is the notebook. So you found the chessboard. You know where it is. Looking at it, it's, again, in a glass case. There's some sort of key mechanism. It sort of looks like the lighter end of those car cigarette lighters. Sort of looks like that. But you don't know how it works. All right. Cricket, you get to the clock, mostly because mapping it in my head, I think you'll be able to, you know, zigzag around things and get to there without anyone being able to see you, really.
The sneakiest boy.
And, yeah, so you're there in front of the case. You see the same thing that Zero saw, but...
But I know how to open it because Brody debriefed me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
Yeah. So, it's like, again, one of those cigarette lighter things that you have in the car. And so an object like that inserts into there and turns glass open. Without the object, you would have to, like, pick the lock, which is entirely doable.
So I don't have the thing I need?
No. I don't. You know how it opens? That a thing is inserted in there and turns to the left, and then it clicks open. But you don't have the lock thing.
Right. I'm gonna try and finesse it with my lock picking kit.
All right.
Do I get that bonus die again because I have my lockpicking kit?
Yeah.
Not me being greedy, but a little bit. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Yeah!
It's a mixed success. You click it over to the left and it opens. And yeah, the clock is there. The only thing that of note is that, again, your Italy lockpicking... has left this stuck in the unlocked position.
Cool.
So you could close it, but it's not locked. So So you can get the clock.
Well, I'll do that. Can I put something else from the room in that spot? Doesn't have to be a clock, but like fancy looking book or pen or just literally anything else I find.
I guess there are some things that are unlocked. So yeah, you could have grabbed something. Yeah, you can put it in there. That seems fine. Zero, you're in front of the item. You see the lock mechanism case thing. Do you want to wait or do you want to try to open it yourself? Do you want to look for the other item?
I contact one of them to see if they know how to lock the lock.
You have the cell phone text thing. I suppose you could text someone. Who do you text?
Mm-hmm.
Cricket?
Yeah, Cricket.
Cricket, you get a text asking, how do you open the case?
I'm going to snarkily respond, weren't you paying attention to Brody? And then describe, you got to put something in the thing and twist it to the side and twist it to the left and not too much and like make sure it doesn't get stuck open too.
So you have no points in finesse.
No.
I mean, that would be finesse, tinker. You have 0 points in both of those. And those would be...
Can I like come downstairs after I've gotten the clock and just kind of look for Zero? Because, like, his job was to locate, so if I feel like he's located, I want to go and help.
Then can I just tell Cricket where this one is and then go hunt for the...
Yeah. I'll roll a hunt. That would be risky standard again. Just rolling a fortune roll because otherwise... Does anyone want... No one can assist you way too far from me. You rolled a 6. Solid. You know exactly where the next one is. This time, you notice that there are these, like, brackets underneath the table that look like if you just push them together, like, the bottom of the table comes. Don't know if that necessarily gets you the item, but there's something to be said pulling the brackets from. I imagine while you're figuring all that out, Cricket has finally arrived at the next one. I hate to say it, but it sounds like another finesse roll.
Here we go. Easy. I'm so sneaky and finesse.
Give you the extra die.
All right. Go team, big buddy. Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
With your previous, you know, mishap with the lock, you figured out exactly what you did wrong. And you click this one open, you're able to open it, and then... you can just turn it right back into place and lock it as if it was never opened.
Oh, beautiful.
Do you want to put something, I guess, in the place of the chessboard?
Yes. Okay. I would like to put something else in there.
Yeah, so you got the chessboard, you can close the lock and turn it back, and Zero texts you where the next item is.
All right, I'm on my way.
Away.
Can I, like, give the two that I have to Zero and, like, tell him, like, get these home?
Yes, you can, but Zero would have to agree.
Like, send him home?
Yeah, Muppet.
That's fair, Zero.
Okay, yeah, he's gonna take them in the bag. Get out of there. Where do you go to get out?
There has to be another exit.
Can I hunt for another exit?
In the information you got from scoping the place, there is the skylight that's above you. There's that service entrance. And then there's the front door where all the guards are having a pizza party. Yeah, that's the collection there.
I guess I'll go to the door, find out that it's locked again, and try to contact Brody.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you get the text message. The door is locked. I need a key card.
Okay. So I have an idea. I'm going to say that I want to go outside for a smoke, but I need a key card to get back in. Is it okay if I borrow one of theirs? Kind of thing.
Ooh, clever.
Okay. All right. I don't think you need to roll for that, honestly. If I'm being fair, because, yeah, I think that's fine. I don't think they'll question that at all.
Nice.
So, yeah. Do you... you go to the break room? Do that?
Yeah, I'm going to tell the guards, hey, keep the party going for me. I'll be back in 10. And, like, take one of the key cards and rush to the back and get them out.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, that works. Zero's waiting there by the door. You got the key card. You're on your way back. I am going to roll fortune.
Ooh. Oh.
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, no.
All right. That's exciting.
Oh, no! What does that mean?
Dun, 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 dun. yeah, actually,
okay.
Goes up two feet.
Oh, crap.
So, Zero does make a clean getaway. It's not in the museum anymore. We're going to jump back to Cricket real quick, and then we have to wrap this up. Cricket, you're in front of the case with the last item, and in the case, there's the notebook. But when you put the keys in there to attempt your finesse roll, this one's already unlocked.
Oh.
So, yeah, you do that. Oh, it's already unlocked. And you can open it and get the notebook very easily. And then the phone rings in the break room. That's where we'll end it.
Oh, crap. Okay.
That was exciting. Was the phone ring? Heist? The phone is ringing.
I can't believe a pizza party worked. That is fabulous.